In this new episode of the IoT Show, we have Roberto Lucchi from the Azure Maps team, who comes to show us the latest and greatest feature of Azure Maps that have just been announced around spatial operations. We'll see a great load of demos, including geofencing that will be developed on the flight by Roberto, and will show us all the APIs as well. Hi everyone, this is the Internet of Things show. I'm Olivier, your host. Today we have Roberto Lucchi from the Azure Maps team. Roberto, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
And so before we jump into the topic, you're here to talk about a new set of features in Azure Maps that are just announced that are about spatial operations. So these new spatial operations offer new APIs, and you're going to talk to us about them. But before we jump into that, can you please introduce yourself to our audience?
Yeah. Hi. I'm Roberto Lucchi. I'm one of the senior manager, program manager in Azure Maps, and I focus on IoT and analytics.
Great. So what is that thing that I cannot pronounce? The spatial
operation. Spatial operation are... analytics is an important element of IoT projects, and with spatial operations in Azure Maps, we are introducing analytics for location information. So spatial in that regard.
So it goes beyond just displaying dots on a map to indicate locations to people, right?
That's correct. So those API take location information and analyze events. Help analyze events that occur in space and time.
Okay, so one of them I hear is called geofencing.
Correct. So we have a number of APIs. The most important one is geofencing, which is a great event-driven system notification that allows you to know when an object enters or leaves fences.
Okay. So before jumping into how it works in Azure Maps with that new set of APIs, how would someone do that today, right? How do you implement geofencing in your application? Do you have libraries to use? Do you have to use third-party services? How does that work?
Yeah, this comes fully integrated with Azure Maps portfolio. So you can use information that comes from other API, like boundaries or polygons that are derived out of road network or routes that your fleet manager is using for other purposes. So that's one of the benefits.
So that's in the Azure Maps service, you get that for free. Yes. No need to bring any other third-party solutions.
Correct.
Or libraries.
Yes.
Okay. So you're mentioning geofencing. What does that mean? Can you show us a little demo of that works?
Yes. So I'd like you to show you a couple of demos. One here we are looking at is a supposed delivery truck is, for example, delivering pizza to us in our building, and we want to send a notification when the delivery is in close proximity with the destination.
Makes sense.
Get ready, the pack is coming. So we can define fences that are simple, like around a point, define a radius, but we can also go beyond that and define polygons. So I can define a custom polygon.
Okay.
That defines the area where I want to trigger some notification. Mm-hmm. So if I switch to the animation in this case, the vehicle is moving and constantly using geofencing to evaluate the status.
Okay.
So as the vehicle enters the polygon, the fence, it triggers a notification. In this case, it's visual, but you can imagine that triggers text messages or other forms of notification that the customer can use to rapidly get the package.
And because Azure Maps is an Azure service, you can actually combine that with these other services, right?
Correct.
You can hook it up to Logic Apps and other services in the back end for you to actually have a stream or a workflow implemented pretty easily.
Yes. So the maps you are seeing here on these applications as well as the routing come from the other APIs part of Azure Maps.
Okay. So this is nice and neat. I love the way you just click and define your polygon and so on. But how do a developer, developers, they want to see APIs, they want to see how that works under the hoods, right?
Yes.
So what's going on under that?
Yes. So there are a couple of things I would like to show you as a second part. One is that the fence can be even more complicated than just space. You can use, for example, imagine weather forecast. You could use the area where severe conditions are going to occur and define a fence around those and notify drivers when only is appropriate.
Okay.
And that is for safety reason. We also provide ways to interact with the geofencing events through Event Grid. So that's an option we provide, and I'll show you how you can do that from a portal subscription.
Yeah. So real quick, so Event Grid, for those of you who don't know what that is, that's a pub sub infrastructure on Azure.
Yes.
So you basically post messages and you have listeners that eventually, you know, will receive these messages when they are online or listening.
Yes.
And so that's really like at scale massive pub sub system on Azure. Right?
Yeah, it's a great tool to combine third-party system and services with the notification that Azure Maps deliver. And I'm looking at a Azure Maps resource in my portal. Mm-hmm. There is an event blade here. And through this event blade, you can create subscriptions to events.
Okay.
So a device enters a fence or leaves a fence.
Okay.
So in this case, I already defined two, one for entering and one for leaving the fence. Those are hooked up with Logic App, which
mm-hmm.
is one of the options that you can use in Event Grid
mm-hmm.
to react to events. And this Logic App, I'll show you in this tab, is a fairly simple exemplification of what you could do. It receives the event triggered by Azure Maps geofencing and then sends an email as an informational element to the operations.
Okay.
So behind the scenes, the geofencing is essentially a API call that uses, in this case, POST binding. We pass the in the body defenses. In this case, you see the features is a GeoJSON feature that defines basically actually two polygons. So you don't need to restrict
overlap
and different areas of interest for the user. And then in the parameters, we have the ability to configure a couple of things. The most important one is async.
Mm-hmm.
If you set that parameter, it allows you to connect to Event Grid. So systems that have subscribed to notification related to geofencing can then react to these events.
So basically, it makes the Azure Map a publisher on Event Grid.
That's correct. Yeah. This flag in this call allows you to create that notification system. And then I also define what events I'm interested in, enter and exit. And then, of course, I need to provide a current location. So if I invoke, I send the call. This is the response. We'll see that it gives us information. And it also tells us that an event has been triggered.
Okay.
If the status doesn't change, this event won't be triggered. So if I invoke again with the same conditions, with the same location, the same API, you will see that it's not been triggered.
Okay.
So now, through the integration with Event Grid and Logic App, we should have received an email.
Okay.
Let me check. And as you can see here, this is the message that notifies a user that an event has occurred.
Has occurred in, everything APIs then into the services, Event Grids, Logic Apps, easy.
Yes.
Awesome. So geofencing is only one of these spatial operations APIs that have been added.
Yes.
Before we actually point people to where to find more information, what are the other ones?
Yeah, we have a number of other API that are under spatial operations. One is find closest point. Think about device that move and you want to know which one are closer to you, or point in polygon to verify whether a object is inside a specific area. And buffer, which allows you to create a area of interest around other polygons.
Okay.
So if you have a route, for example, you could imagine to define a fence around the route so that you can detect unexpected behavior, like the driver is moving away from the designated plan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Awesome. Roberto, thanks a lot for sharing all of that with us. The Azure Maps is hard at work at delivering all these new features that are based on customer scenarios, that, like the ones you just described. We have a blog post for you guys. We have documentation as well. We'll add all the links in the description of this video. Thanks for watching the IoT Show. Roberto, once again, thanks for coming.
Thank you.